This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-anbiya ibn mursaleen, amma ba'd, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon the chief of all prophets and messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are here to talk about an unfortunate circumstance which has occurred in the past few coming weeks. We have seen on social media that this topic that I am here to present before you has become the storm in the last few weeks. We had an 11-year-old boy who took his life in Bradford for simply being bullied. There's another video going around where you see a young brother be punched in the face several times by other brothers just because he's standing alone and he didn't want any trouble. We see another video where a young brother who is asking to be let go because he does not want to fight, being stabbed, being poked with a knife, and the other parties finding it funny. The most disappointing thing about this, my brothers and sisters, is that the people being bullied are one Muslims, and the people that are bullying are also, some of them are Muslims. What drove me to bring this up today is I've had a few people text me saying, how should we tackle the issue of bullying? How should we tackle it and ensure that it does not happen to our child? But in reality, I think, in my own opinion, I say to individuals that the person being bullied, you can help him progress in confidence. You can help him speak to many individuals as you can. You can maybe even change his school, change his company, or maybe speak to him to stand up for himself. However, once he is prepared to stand up to the bully will move on to another person who he will then bully. There will be many victims out there ready to be victimized. Now the problem that we have in the 21st century, I believe, is that we need to get to the core of how does a bully become a bully. Because no mother, no father wants their child to become a bully. No mother, no father wants their child to become a person who terrorizes other people and their lifestyle and makes other people stressed to such an extent that 11-year-old boy today in front of you takes his life and thinks that this is all that life is. 11-year-old boy doesn't have no stress, doesn't have no type of stress in regards to bills, in regards to job, anything. Just as young, simple boy goes to school to learn education, gets bullied at school, comes home and commits suicide. I believe that, as I mentioned in the Jummah khutbah that I done last week, that we need to come to the absolute core foundation of what and how a bully is created. How does our son and how does our daughter become a bully? Let me narrate a short story to you of America. There was a young boy at the age of eight or ten. He shot a police officer numerous times. When he was in court, the judge asked him, "Young boy, what drove you to shoot the police officer so many times?" And he said, "Tupac, gunning down the law." If you listen to Tupac and you listen to gunning down the law, you will clearly understand that gun down the law. The title is self-explanatory. Now we have other issues. Our sons, our daughters are listening to people like Tupac, people like Biggie, people like 50 Cent. Their whole ideology, their whole rap music is either about hitting someone, it's either regarding sexual conversation, it's either regarding the police are X, Y, Z, or the police need to be shot, or the police need to be killed. It's complete hate towards the law. What happens is obviously these rap artists are living a life where they're making money. They make their money, but they put in the minds of our youth that this is the life that they actually live, whereas it's just a fairy tale. And what happens is then our youth, when they're walking down the street
and they've got Tupac gunning down the law down their ears, and they think that they became Tupac, and they start to bully people that they know cannot defend themselves. This is how you've created bully number one. Bully number two, from my own opinions, is when your son is under the age of 18 and you go to the shop when Grand Theft Auto is released, and you go to the shop and buy that for your son. You have bought him Grand Theft Auto. You have different three, four different type of gangsters within the game. Now, your son or your daughter is playing a virtual game while they're going around stealing cars, shooting individuals for a laugh, drug dealing, shooting people to steal their money so they can up their money and buy better guns, buy better cars. They're living a virtual life. What happens is they want to have that same respect, the same honor that that character within that game has. He has achieved the honor by bullying other individuals, because the person being bullied will always look at that person and run away. The person he's running away from will automatically feel like the person in Grand Theft Auto. That is one other issue. The other one is when our children go to other groups and they get into some kind of argument, they get into some kind of fight, because parents be negligent towards what their sons are doing in the public. For example, your son goes out, he's attended a group, he's fought in the group. Your parents don't care how you fought, what happened, and they don't even ask you. This person will eventually start building a reputation of how good he can fight. Once he's gained that reputation, he is now going to bully those people that cannot beat him, because he will never go to that person that can beat him. He'll always go to a person that's below him. My personal advice and my final advice, which I said in Jummah Khutbah, is nothing more. It's nothing big. It's nothing that, you know, you're going to think, wow. It's just simple points. Track down. Number one, as a Muslim, we should not be listening to music at all. Why? Because it has an effect on your heart, just the way it has an effect on the youth. And if you don't believe me, everybody can agree. Everybody can agree. If you're driving on the M8 or on the M6, and you're going down at 60 miles per hour, and you're listening to some kind of, let's say, Bhangra music, or if you're listening to something completely fast, with a fast tune, with a fast rhythm, you will automatically start to drive over the speed of 80. You'll start to drive over the speed of 100. You won't even know, because your whole body, your mind, your actions have moved, starting to collaborate with the rhythm. Now, you put on the Holy Quran, or you put on something even lower, something with a small rhythm, you will automatically drop your speed because your body has adapted to the rhythm. Music has a big effect on a person's life. Music, especially the rap industry, ruin our youth. To such an extent, you've got youngsters going out there bullying, killing, thinking stealing cars is a joke. It happens. Even though this young, innocent boy has taken his life due to bullying, there's other issues, such as youngsters stealing cars, drug dealing. Where do they get these ideas from? Parents blame their friends. In reality, it's the game that you've bought them that clearly says 18 on it. It clearly says 18, and you've bought it for a 14-year-old. This is one issue. So my personal opinion to the brothers and sisters out there, to the parents out there, if you want to stop bullying, start by not creating bullies. And how do you not create bullies? It's just monitor what they play and what they listen to and how they react and what their friends and what type of friends they have. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.